Our story begins in Raven's apartment, where Rex has just arrived.
Rex, I don't even know what to say to you. I jumped all over you and Perry when you were here before.
Raven, we were all distraught about Mac and what happened. I didn't take it personally.
I'm still having a hard time accepting that he's gone.
Welcome to the continuing story of Scripps and Scruples.
This was a senseless tragedy, Raven. So many families are going to go through here what we are, with no closure. We're just left wondering how and why it happened.
That's the hardest part. I didn't even get to say goodbye.
Raven, I feel so guilty about how I left things with Mac.
Rex, Mac was being so stubborn and bullheaded. It drove me absolutely crazy sometimes. But I also loved him for it.
I think I expected too much too soon from him. It took me a long time to get comfortable with the idea of being gay. And then he found out from Evelyn Shoemaker and not from me. I understand why he struggled with it.
Mac would have come around eventually. It sometimes took him a while to adjust to new things, but he loved you like a brother, Rex. I hope you will always remember that and not the bad stuff.
I will. The bad stuff is forgotten.
So how are you doing? How are things with you and Perry?
We're good. My mom is moving out soon, and Perry and I will be living together.
Wow. Hannah told me that the two of you were struggling for a while. I'm glad that you're back together.
Finding out Perry was HIV positive was a scary proposition for me to face, but I know that we can be safe and that we belong together.
I agree. You know I love Perry, and to see two of my good friends come together like this is one of the bright spots in my world right now.
Raven, I know it's no consolation, but I'm going to be here for you and for Marty. I'll help you make sure he knew who his father was.
I appreciate it, Rex. He's never going to see his son grow up, and that's probably the saddest thing of all.
At Windsor Academy, Clint is talking with CJ after school.
CJ, have you seen Dara? She's been avoiding me all day.
What's going on with you guys?
We're just having some rough times right now. We don't see eye to eye on a lot of things.
She's having a hard time with Lucas's death. We all are. And I know you're upset about your uncle, too.
My Aunt Raven is going through hell, and my baby cousin is never going to get to know my Uncle Mac.
That's tough. But that's not the only issue with Dara, is it?
Well, not really. She's also not happy with me because of one of my friends.
Heidi?
Yes. I guess you've heard. Dara doesn't want me to see her. But I can't let her dictate who my friends are. That's not the kind of relationship I want to be in.
So just reassure her that you only have eyes for her.
I've tried to do that already.
It is true, isn't it? That you're only interested in Heidi as a friend.
CJ, can I trust you? Something happened and I need to tell someone about it.
Of course. What is it?
Yesterday, in her apartment, Heidi and I had sex.
What?
I don't want anyone to know about this.
Clint, how could you do that to Dara? No wonder she's so freaked out about Heidi.
It just happened, okay? She was upset about her brother, and I was upset, and I had just fought with Dara. I never meant for anything to happen between us.
So what are you going to do about it? You can't keep seeing Dara if you're going to sleep with Heidi.
I love Dara. I don't want to lose her. But I'm changing, CJ. I'm growing up. And I need Dara to grow with me.
If you care about Dara, you have not to see Heidi again. Can you do that?
I don't know. I like Heidi. She treats me like an adult.
You can't have it both ways, Clint. It's not right.
I know. I know. Look, I have to go home. I promised my mom I'd be home right after school today. She's making dinner tonight for my Aunt Hannah, and I said I would help.
Okay. But don't let this go too long, Clint, or you might end up with neither one of them.
I'll do something about it soon, I swear. I'll talk to you later.
Bye. This may be the opening I've been waiting for.
In Adriana's room at the Westside Hospital, Alexandra has just arrived.
Adriana, we need to talk about Zach Jessup. I think that guy is hiding something.
What do you mean?
Well, I talked to him yesterday, and he's still determined not to tell me anything that he knows about your past. And you should have seen the look on his face when Zoe interrupted our conversation.
Zoe saw you talking to him? What did she say?
Not much, but she probably questioned him later.
Look, before we get too involved in this discussion, there's something you should know.
What is it?
Mandy Selleck escaped yesterday.
Mandy Selleck? The kidnapper?
Yes.
How in the hell did this damn hospital let another patient escape? What's wrong with this place?
Dan is a big guy. She used him to help her overpower the guards.
I'm going to give that Dr. Hunt a piece of my mind. Thank God you'll be out of this place soon.
Alexandra, I didn't tell you so you'd run off to Dr. Hunt. I told you because Mandy's probably headed straight to one place, and I figured you'd be interested.
And where do you think she's headed, Adriana?
Well, judging by what she said since she's been at Westside, I'd say she'll be at Raven Malone's doorstep any minute.
Join us again tomorrow for another exciting episode of Scripps and Scruples, a Radio Loger production.